From the InfoWars system in Central Texas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to blitzkrieg the news in this hour, so buckle up, and then we have a very well-decorated, well-respected Navy officer that comes highly recommended by the Trump campaign to have on the show with a deep dive on who the key people are in the deep state. You've seen Ivan Raiklin kind of target this group, but this is a big dossier. We're talking 400 pages total that I've read on this in the last week. So a special guest coming up in 60 minutes next hour on that. But getting back to what I was talking about, this tip thing is a real chink in the armor of the bad guys because, again, Biden massively increased the IRS, burped there, to go after people that are service workers. It's so... I have a big vocabulary, but sometimes I've got to cuss sometimes because it's the only words to describe it. It's to target hardworking, working class people. It pisses me off that the Democrats constantly claim that they're the guardians of the little guys. Yeah, I mean, and look at this training video a few years ago, the slobs. I mean, look at the slobs they're hiring to raid people's houses over like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Without a warrant, they're tracking everything you deposit, everything you do. It's all admitted, totally illegal, but they just do it. And Kamala Harris is the main author of it, and then she sits there. It's like having a drowning person and showing them the floaty, you know, the flotation device saying, oh, you want this? Here, I'm going to give this to you. But they don't. So this is a clown show, folks, that we're dealing with. But Gavin Newsom knows exactly what he's doing. And all Gavin Newsom's got to do to be popular is to be like Elon Musk or Joe Rogan. And I'm not going to tell you who. But one time recently, I was at a Saturday evening steak dinner with a very well-known person. And Gavin Newsom was texting these people saying, please stop attacking me. Please stop saying bad things about me. Please have me on your show. And I was being shown the text. And the well-known talk show host sent him a text back saying, well, stop being a jerk. Like, Gavin, you want to be popular. Stop worshiping. But I know you're Nancy Pelosi's nephew or whatever. I mean, you know, so you can't stop. It's who you are. We get it, buddy boy. But he's totally unself-aware. This is Patrick Bateman for real. So here he is when a reporter goes, hey, energy prices are off the hook, especially in California. Solar panels are also supposed to make it all cheap. And he's like, no, the things aren't expensive. Marie Antoinette may not have said, let them eat cake, but he just did. Here it is.
As far as on the energy topic, I live in Woodland, and I'm actually a customer of Valley Clean Energy. And I can tell you my power bills have not gone down. And I'm curious, when should California see some financial benefit to this transformation to renewables?
Well, I think we have. That wind, the water, and solar has kept prices down. This is the cheapest form of energy right out here. This technology. It's had a significant impact on what you don't see. Our nation-leading climate policies I've also had a significant impact of rebating customers, including $146 just this month that will be going out on average to customers, millions and millions of customers, through our cap and trade program to offset their utility costs. Our nation-leading energy efficiency program allows me to lay claim to this fact. It's been PolitiFact. You can check it as well.
Oh, PolitiFact.
The fact that California has lower residential utility bills than states like Texas, states like Florida and others that tout or mislead you with information that, with respect, is not or should not be in evidence.
There you go.
Because of the energy efficiency program.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're a radio listener, you can't see this. It's really entertaining. Go to Real Alex Jones on X. We're going to post it on the front page of InfoWars. But it's that Indiana Jones scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he first goes into that temple and tries to replace the golden idol with the sand. Well, instead, it's Pelosi trying to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. And then, of course, it backfires. Here it is.
Come on.
So my concern was, this ain't happening.
Come on.
And we have to make a decision for us this to happen.
Come on.
And the president has to make the decision for it to happen.
Come on, folks.
Let me just say, I won't say necessarily I knew what I was doing at that time. I knew what I was doing.
Come on. Come on.
This is solid gold, folks.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know?
Come on.
Great job, Chase Geiser, putting this together. Breaking leaked video of moment Pelosi forced Biden out of presidential race.
I'll get you and your little dog too. Fly, fly, bring them to me.
Can we see the Wicked Witch cackling from Wizard of Oz and compare it to her, because she sounds even more distasteful. I mean, you can't fake evil like that. I mean, I'm pretty good at faking stuff. You know, having fun here. I can't do it. I can't pull off a Kamala Harris cackle, because you can't fake that. I mean, she is a nasty hombre, as they say. All right, let's start drilling into the news here. Look at this insane level of spin. And we're going to play this paintball clip in a minute. I believe that's on the list, right? Because people forget about this. So many clips. The crew does a great job. I like send them like 100 clips a day. Sometimes they miss the mark. Did I send you the clip? Do we have it? Oh, we have it. We have it. Okay. So we forget about this, but this is a big deal. Donald Trump at risk of losing Florida, poll shows. Now, that's Newsweek. So everybody needs to understand that they're just trying to convince you that when they try to steal the election, if they're successful, that Trump lost. That's what this is all about. But now they've got their new fake polls out. Oh, Trump could lose Florida. Does anyone actually believe that? Well, then that dovetails with Tim Walz, who supports letting pedophiles out of jail, decriminalizing sex with children, wants to cut your children's genitals off, stood down for 4 days while Minnesota burned, says he supports socialism, stolen valor. Even more videos have come out now of him actually saying he was in combat. I mean, he's caught dead to rights. it kind of sucks, though, because all the other stuff came out that was bad, but then the really horrible stuff came out. It's like, oh, we already heard that. It's just incredible. So I'd forgotten about this. So I was on X this morning, and somebody retweeted at me saying, hey, Alex, don't forget about this. Well, thank you. That's why I read the news feeds. I'd forgotten in 2020 during the lockdowns, in 2021, while the left, remember the studies, the fake studies? Oh, scientists say Black Lives Matter protests are good for COVID. So all those crowds out together are good for COVID when they're burning things down. But when you're on your front porch in Minneapolis or St. Paul, the governor who gave the authorization, it's in the news, I'll show you the article, he sent out the police with paintball guns, which hurt like hell at 30 feet away, to shoot people, which is a simulation for martial law. Kamala's VP, Tim Walz, sent his tyrannical agents into Minnesota neighborhoods, they sent the State Guard, National Guard in, to shoot citizens with paintball guns during COVID. So Humvees with the police come into your town, you're on your front porch drinking a Coors Light, and they shoot you with paintballs, while at the same time, $2 billion of stuff was burned down in Minnesota alone. Kamala VP Tim Walz sent his tyrannical agents into Minnesota neighborhoods to shoot citizens with paintball guns during COVID. Do we really want someone like this in our country? That's the Hodge twins. Now, here's the actual articles. USA Today. Minneapolis cops shoot paint at people on porch. No, it was in the news. They ran around just shooting hundreds of people and beating people up. Light them up. Police shoot paintballs at Minneapolis residents standing on their porch. London Independent. I came to Minneapolis protest to cover police aggression. Then I became a victim of it. Oh. So mostly peaceful, burning everything down, something Walz supported. But then if you're on your front porch drinking a beer, because they were interviewing the news, well, we're going to drive up and shoot you. So the police with the military in simulated murder of citizens running around harassing people to stay in their houses and be brainwashed. Of course, it backfired. Everybody just tuned into this show and others. What does Elon say woke him up? The COVID lockdowns and them coming after his son's genitals. Successfully, unfortunately. I'm making light of it. It's serious. It's a nightmare. I couldn't even imagine it. My son had been grabbed by these people. My son's a manly man, a bull, way bigger than I am. Not unsuccessful with the ladies. Proud of him. But the point is, I couldn't imagine if my son wore a wig and had his dick cut off. But I'd be more pissed, obviously, if they did that. So thank God Rex Jones is not dead like Elon's son. But hey, you pissed Elon off, so he'll have 10 more kids. But by the way, I've decided to have more children. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to double down during these crises. I'm not going to give up. You know, I've had the discussion, should we have more children? World's so bad. I even kind of getting where I'm like, maybe not. You know what? I'm doubling down. Because that's what God wants to see. He wants to see will, and he wants to see us believing in the future. And I'm going to do it. If that is the Lord's plan. So, here's the clip. There's many of these, but here they are attacking people on their front porches, the militarized police.
Look at this.
Man, if I was on my front porch and police with the National Guard showed up and shot me with paintball.
Get in your house now. Let's go.
Light him up.
Go inside now. Get in the house.
You know,
in
general.
You okay? You got hit?
I'm good. They're fucked for that, dude.
What? Okay.
So in general, I don't demonize police just to demonize it like it's cool. But the police can be under the control of the bad guys. Like, were the police bad in Soviet Russia? Are they bad in China today? You're like, oh, yeah, of course they are. So everybody lionizes the police. They're just like regular people. They can be good. They can be bad. So go off what they actually do. But in leftist-controlled areas like California, in many areas like Minnesota, they're not good, folks. Just like the UK, they will put your ass under the prison for saying Muslims are raping people. And I mentioned this earlier, but now let's get into it. Then I'll get into the Elon Musk epic billion-plus viewers last night, some of the best clips. Now, you have to understand, this is a quick two-minute search of Europe and the UK, and I didn't even get, for some reason, maybe it's in the printer, but the Muslim Asian rape gangs, 2,000 children, even in small towns, little girls being raped. So we'll put some of those on screen, too, because, you know, the problem is you can't even do justice to this. It sounds like overkill, and I'm about to show you, like, 20 articles, but that's like a drop in the bucket here, okay? So between 75 and 85% of all rape in Europe and the UK, and now in major leftist cities in Canada that's brought in millions of illegals. Remember, there's only, like, 30-something million Canadians, so now it's, like, I think a third of them are illegal aliens now, basically. So imagine you go on social media during the Islamics stabbing three kids, killing them, burning things down, murdering people, just running around screaming at people. And I've been to the UK in years, but I've been there many times. And multiple times I would be shooting video of Trafalgar Square or of a statue. And I would notice Muslims in their outfits would say, "Hey, you effer, don't you videotape me." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And the guy would get in my face. I got this video somewhere. I never put it out. And I'm like, "F you back." I'm like, "I'm just videotaping here." But the average Brit has been taught to be so calm and nice, even though Brits are tough, you know, they fight pretty hard. They just grovel. And I'd be like, "Screw you." And they would immediately back down because there wasn't a gang of them. But they run around henpecking and dominating British. It's not going too well for them in Ireland. The Irish had not been given the imperial programming the British have. Yeah, they're nice folks until you mess with them a little bit, just like the Scots. And I'm putting the English down. Hell, I'm Welsh, you know, part of my bloodline. But the Brits were so wild, they've been brainwashed for 500 years. When you stuck your head up, you got killed. So they've kind of been tamed a bit, and which is sad, until they're not tamed. And that's why the globalists know that if they don't keep the Brits in line and sit on them properly and absolutely dominate them while they do their Islamic takeover, which is totally compatible with the pedophile British elites, they're going to lose and lose big time. So here's one of the top judges in the UK. UK's free speech crackdown, 20 months in prison for social media post. Here's the judge. "You went on to say that you did not want your money going to immigrants who, quote, rape kids and get priority," end quote, which is all totally true. "The offense is so serious," telling the truth, "that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. The sentence that I passed has been reduced by one-third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is 20 months in prison." Let's play that clip. Here it is.
"Went on to say that you did not want your money going to immigrants who, quote, rape our kids and get priority, end quote. This offence is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one-third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment."
Can I do a Kamala laugh? I can't even do it. France migration chaos. 77% of rape cases in Paris streets committed by foreigners in 2023. Shock stats reveal. Remember, the numbers are always a year behind. Of the 97,000 reported rapes, almost all were foreigners. Sweden, rape. Most convicted attackers, foreign-born. 70-plus percent. Rape is almost inevitable part of migration. 8 women tell their story. Yeah, even Amnesty International reported like 12 years ago, that 80% of girls and women coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, not by Don Johnson, like, you know, machete kills, white guys are raping and murdering Mexicans, and we're just like running around raping Mexicans and shooting them, and Don Johnson shooting pregnant Mexican women. If a white dude was doing that, I'd say execute his ass. But it, come on, folks, are the gringos really raping the Mexican women and shooting them with 243s? Any American, whether they're brown or white, knows when you pull up at a gas station at midnight, you see a cowboy pumping gas, a white guy, are you really scared? No. Everybody knows we ain't raping the Mexicans. God, I'm sick of this crap. But on their way here, 80% are getting raped. Just type in 80%, Amnesty International, 80% of women raped traveling to the United States through Mexico. And I'm not attacking the Mexicans, but it's a thing, and the minority of Mexicans do it, but it's a thing where they rape the women. And I mean, I'm not going to take the blame. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and I didn't do it. I wasn't raised to rape people. And I'm not saying Mexicans do that either, but the coyotes and the criminals down there do it. And the Mexicans are pissed off fighting back against it. They don't want their daughters raped. But look at this. The influx of immigrants into Europe and the increase in sexual violence. When Europe ignored the sex crimes of immigrants, all women suffered. New York Post. Sweden researchers faced prosecution for a study that showed most rapes are committed by immigrants. See, you just saw England. The judge say 20 months in jail, you said Muslims rape people. And they're threatening to arrest U.S. citizens, including Elon Musk. Sweden researchers faced prosecution for a study that showed most rapes are committed by immigrants. And guess what the number is? Over 70%. Afghan migrant raped young man for hours on the platform in front of police. Norway teaches migrants about Western women. Germany, migrant rape crisis worsens. Upwards of 80% of rapes. Exclusive. Women and children risk rape and sexual violence at all stages of EU migration. Rape convictions rate 75% in Sweden. Migrants and crime in Sweden is the 21st century. Got a lot of stories from Sweden for some reason, but I can show you these for France. Young AFD politician convicted after publishing gang rape statistics in connection with Afghan migration, showing they commit the majority of rapes, just the Afghans commit the majority. Oh, jail time. See, notice Germany, England, same thing. ADL, Soros groups run that. And if you say there's replacement migration, even though it's an official UN plan, or you say we're all getting raped and stabbed, you go to jail, bitch, because we're going to rape your ass. You're not talking about the crime. The ADL says so, so bend over. Number reported cases of sexual offenses in Sweden. And look at it, just skyrockets as they bring the Muslims in. Sweden's migrant rape crisis. And I got 50 of these a day without even looking. Illegal aliens allegedly rape woman at knife point on Coney Island. It's happening here. Then I've got all these videos of the Muslims attacking anybody with a British flag. You got a British flag on your shirt in the UK, you're getting stabbed. You're getting beat up. You're getting raped. And damn it, the police are going to sit back and say, Assalamu alaikum. You want to see these videos? I've got like 100 of them the last week. I haven't even played them. Just you're white, you're pulled out of your car, you're beat up, you're killed. Police, Heil Hitler, they love it. Absolutely disgusting. And there's that video came out a month ago. They tried to block on X. Nowhere else you could get it. Where this Muslim in Germany is stabbing and killing. He killed people. He's just stabbing white people. Rah, 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 rah. And a white guy fights him, and the police run in and tackle him and are putting him in handcuffs and beating him while the Muslim's still. Rah, rah. And then that comes over and kills the cop. Bam, 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 bam. And they were arresting people that posted the video. You're like, how dare you show a Muslim kill the cop? The cop tried to help. He tried to defend the Muslim, tried to let him carry out his jolly work. But he was just trained. Hey, German defending themselves? Oh, my God. It's because the government's raping you. And the one thing they can't have is you stand up. Because if one ant stands up, they might all stand up. Like Bug's Life. Let's play that next segment when we come in. And it's that simple. I mean, look up Muslim. They won't say Islamic. It's not. They call it Asian rape gangs. Folks, that's not fair to the Asians. The Asians, whether they're from Vietnam or China or Japan or Philippines, have the lowest crime rate and the highest average standard of living. And if you want to say who's model, I will say it. Asians are the most model citizens there are. And next are the evil white people. And then the Hispanics. And I'm not demonizing the other groups that are involved in crime, because most of them aren't. But it's still half the crime, or like 60% in the U.S. is committed by black people. And I love black. Good black people are great. Good white people are great. There's bad people. But the way the culture's been set up, and the CIA advertising to be a gangster, because blacks weren't the majority of crime until the 70s. But the point is, we need to fix that in their community instead of what's been going on there. And the Democrats would put blacks in jail for small offenses. Then they get trained how to be a criminal. This was a plan, folks. Just like MS-13 being trained by the CIA in the U.S. and sent back to El Salvador. And Bukele's talked about that. So you can have great countries with black people, brown people, white people. We can all do it. We can come together. But you've got to admit what's happening. So here's a few of these clips. This is England. Gang of Muslims attack a couple of English lads wearing the Union flag in Leeds Center. Yeah, you can't wear that. Go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is. Yeah, this is just CCTV camera. So the gang of Muslims are out looking for the imaginary EDL, and they see some white guys with the King George flag, white flag, red cross, and they attack them. And that's how this works. And the average Islamicist has got about 80% are on welfare. And you always know Islamicists, they wear black, just like Al-Qaeda. And, you know, how dare people be proud of their country? How dare people, when it's under attack, do this? So, bam, you're under attack. Boom. You're being hit. And you can tell those Brits are drunk. Well, Muslims aren't. I can tell you this, man. Those guys are lucky they weren't getting in a fight with me. Because every time I punch somebody, they get hurt really bad. But the point is that what I just said is an arrestable offense. If I say I would defend myself, that is the ultimate crime. No, you will accept grooming gangs. You will accept rape. You will be stabbed. You will die. You will roll over. Yeah, here's the Muslim stabbing the white people in Germany. And then the cop comes and helps him. And so he stabs the cop. Okay. You talk about a suicide pact. Poor cop. I'm sad he's dead. But that's the way it works. I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
More news coming up here on the Alex Jones Show in this live Tuesday edition, August 13, 2024. Huge guest coming up next hour. Deep dive on who really runs the deep state. But first, here's that clip from Bugs Live I was talking about.
But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Quite the motivational speaker, isn't
he?
Let's ride!
And that's that's why they targeted me, hell, decades ago, but really one of the full CIA attack 7-8 years ago. But because of you, we're still here. And I don't just say that, oh, because of you. No, it's all because of you. You hold us in attack formation. You keep us on air. You share the articles. You share the videos. You aren't the tail. You're the whole dog. And when you hunt, we have victory. So I want to go to the rest of this news, but I just want to say again to listeners, we really do have top flight products that will amaze you, that will empower you, that will do incredible things for you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C with rose hips and zinc is so good for your whole body and immune system. You should be taking daily. It's back in stock. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And also our great sponsor, Dr. Jones Naturals.com. And without your support, we can't do this. So I'm just asking you, make the decision in the whole fight against the New World Order. Support Trump, support Tucker Carlson, support Elon Musk. Please support InfoWars. The enemy thinks we're a very important part of the fight. They really are after us. It takes money to battle these people. And I don't want to spend my time sitting there plugging stuff. We have the best water filtration, best prices, everything. InfoWarsStore.com or the great nanotech. Nano Silver and all the other great supplements that aren't available at InfoWars Store are available at drjonesnaturals.com. And you know who you are that have been supporting and getting great products. I salute you and I thank you. And I humbly ask other people that just sit here and watch by the millions that don't ever support us, why? But this is real. This isn't a Netflix show. I'm not like some actor here asking for your support. I'm a real person under real attack. And I've seen victory. I've seen success. I know we've got a future, but I can't do it without you. You're not like some junior player. We're not playing Dungeons and Dragons here. This isn't a board game. This is the real world, folks. And I need your aid. I need your support. I need your backing. I'm humbly asking for it now. Plus, these are great products at InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnaturals.com. And we're reaching out. We got a lot of great sponsors we're going to bring on board, but I just want to cover the news. You need all these products. Just do some shopping with us. It's such a simple thing. And tell folks about the show. Thank you. You're certainly doing that. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I'm not complaining. It's like 10 million viewers and listeners a day conservatively that tune in the show. 30 million people see the clips. That's a very low number. That's a low estimation. Probably 50 million. We had like 2.5 million people just on our streams last night. And we made like $10,000. That don't pay the satellites and the bandwidth and all this stuff, man. I put everything in I've got. And I don't want to lose. So, I mean, what do you want me to do? Hit myself in the head with a hammer? Because I'm not going to give up. But then it's like, well, if I beg hard enough, I'll get the money. And I don't want to make the whole show about that. Will you just put it on your calendar, make the decision? It's up to you. It's so simple. You got to make the decision. Plus, they're great products. Make the decision now. And if you make the decision not to support, hey, I'm not mad at you. That's between you and, you know, the universe. All right, so I could sit here and play you literally 100 clips we haven't gotten to in the last week of Muslims beating the living hell out of white people and saying we're going to kill all you white people and the police just sitting back watching it. Well, they attack people with machetes. I mean, I've shown some of it, but I don't normally put out AI stuff, but when we do, we're very clear it's a joke. But it's not a joke. This is really what he really is doing. This is Keir Starmer, the Obamaoid globalist prime minister of England that's at war with their people and already has, in just a week, put thousands of people in prison for their posts saying Muslims are raping us. Please stop. Oh, you can't say that. I just played the clip earlier. You just tuned in. I'm not joking. I played the clip. It actually happened. But this is brilliant. Lawrence Fox put it out. Repost, repost, repost. Here's what his real actions are. Of course, this is AI. I didn't actually say this, but his actions are this. So here it is.
I convened with police chiefs from across the nation to formulate a decisive strategy to address the scourge of white working class protests. These far-right thugs have observed BLM riots and Islamic demonstrations and arrogantly assumed they could replicate them. Let me be unequivocally clear, you do have the right to protest in this country unless you are white and working class. You can riot in this country unless you are white and working class. You can attack and physically assault female officers unless you are white and working class. You will never be allowed to voice your anger about mass immigration, grooming gangs, organized foreign criminal syndicates, Islamic terrorism that targets our children, and the epidemic of stabbings. This administration is dedicated to labeling any white individual who openly complains as far right. We will implement advanced facial recognition technology specifically targeting crowds of white working class scum, as it would be deemed racist to employ. You're going to endure it like the dirty little fascists you are. And remember, you will own nothing and be happy.
Wow, that is powerful. That's what he's really doing, though, in satire. The best satire is based in what? Truth. So, last point on this, because you can't find statistics like you can in Germany and Sweden and France, where 75 to 85, it's in that range, the low is 75, the high is 85, of rape and stabbings are the loving little Islamic sweetsie cakes. But this is ons.gov.uk, assaults broken down by ethnicity. And they say, in a Freedom of Information Act, I would like to know the incidence of sexual assaults and trafficking by each group proportionally, again, with illegal immigrants classified as one group. The response, we do not hold information about the ethnicity of perpetrators of a crime. And we'll arrest you and put you in prison in Germany, in Sweden, in France, in England, if you do go get the numbers. But folks did. And they found the majority of the rapes and stabbings are committed by the little precious Muslims. Alarm over surge in migrant murder and rape suspects in Britain. Rotherham child sex abuse, gang of seven guilty. They get slaps on the wrist, though. Okay, I'm done with that. I covered it in great detail. We completed that. Okay, before our big guest gets on, we've got quite a few other stacks here. Before we get to the war news, let's talk about this little doozy that came out yesterday that I barely covered, and I'm going to cover more right now. And this is a big enchilada. For those of you that listen daily, you know I said this about probably 50 times or more. Because I've seen the pattern. Remember about 2 months before a white supremacist went into a Buffalo, mainly black grocery store, and killed a whole bunch of people. I said, I think they're going to attack black grocery stores. Now, you could ask, and the FBI has, how I know this stuff. And I just take all the data in, and then I don't even know how I know it. It's like a code breaker. I don't know what they're going to do. But I said on air, the day it happened, July 13th, they shot Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I said it a bunch of days after that. We can have the archivist pull up if you want. I said, look for him to be handled by feds, to be going to D.C., and to be getting trained at federal installations or federally funded installations. And look for a Homeland Security connection to him, just like we saw with, remember, I didn't kill the kids at Sandy Hook, though people think that. Adam Lanza had CIA FBI connections. Look it up. And again, the same pattern happened again. And Fox News has covered it. Thomas Crooks trained at shooting range where multiple federal agencies reportedly train, including DHS, visited the club 43 times, including holidays, since last year. Attempted Trump assassin Thomas Crooks trained at same gun range used by DHS. And then you've got the 90-minute stand down, the 26 minutes on the roof, the cops saying, stop him, climbing up. Trump saying, hey, you know, him doing that made him miss the shot. That's a big deal, folks. That's a big, big deal. And here's Trump talking about it. You know, he said he's more of a believer in God now and thanks God for living. Clip five, he talked about Butler PD rush shooter because they climb up, they see him. The cop falls off the roof, breaks his ankle. And still nothing's being done. On the main roof, the closest to Trump, no one's there. And the Secret Service head, he was the acting head, but it was actually the head at the time. The lady was a front lady, as I said. Mr. Rowe lied and said he wasn't involved in the stand down and didn't know who did it, but it turns out he did it. Here's Trump on the local Butler PD rush shooter and caused him to miss. And I've made that point myself. Here it is.
Like, how on earth does a shooter get on a roof 130 yards away? That seems crazy. I think most people are wondering how on earth could such a thing happen?
Well, you know, I view it as two ways. There should have been nobody on the roof. There were people,
yeah,
because there were so many tens of thousands of people there. There were people that were seeing him. And there was one woman with a red shirt and
right,
Trump all over it.
I saw the video.
And she's screaming, that guy's got a gun. You know, you saw it probably.
There's a guy up there with a gun. For my part, and I think probably many members of the public are wondering how the heck are, you know, basically people wondering by pointing out there's a guy on the roof with a gun.
Yeah.
They're seeing it, but somehow it's not being addressed. That does seem crazy.
Well, they're going to learn from this. The communication between the local police, who sort of had an idea, and then ultimately a man lifted himself up to the roof, could barely do it because, you know, he was pulling himself up. And
yeah,
he saw the man with the gun. The man with the gun pointed the gun at him. He thought he was probably going to get shot, but, you know, he was like pulling himself up. And because of that, he couldn't get to his gun, and he fell down, actually very badly hurt his leg, his ankle. I hear very badly, but
okay,
but he fell down. And he did, you know, from what I understand, he did say there's a guy up there with a gun. And the shooting started very quickly after that. I think it forced the shooter to go maybe quicker. You know, he was supposed to be a very
exactly
good guy.
The cop doing God, that one thing got him off target.
And Eric, they can't believe what happened. But they said from 130 yards, a bad shot would hit that target almost every time. They said it's like in golf, sinking a 2-foot putt.
Yeah, it's not a hard, it's not
no,
a tough shot.
It's not a long shot. The Secret Service person had the long shot. He had a, you know, triple the distance, actually. So, you know, it was a terrible thing.
Such an incredible interview for 2 hours last night. 1 billion viewers. And the media spun it as a failure because of the DDoS attack that delayed it by 45 minutes. Oh, really? CNN, 1 million viewers. ABC News, 1 million viewers now. Oh, 1 billion. You're the joke. You're the lie. You're the fraud. You're the scam. People don't like you. And so they all get together and say it's this big failure because they're the failures. Here's Trump says Biden, Kamala's swap was a coup, which is true. It's illegal. Here's Trump.
Don't forget, I beat Biden. He failed in the debate miserably. And, you know, some people said, oh, gee, it's too bad. It's too bad he did so badly, or I did well in the debate. You know, the first night they said, wow, one of the people at CNN said that was the greatest debate performance I've ever witnessed. And then 2 days later, they didn't talk about that. They just said he was bad. But that's okay. That's the way I get treated, and I don't mind that at all. What I can tell you is this. We cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different...
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup. This was a coup of a president of the United States. He didn't want to leave, and they said, we can do it the nice way, or we can do it the hard way.
Yeah, no, I mean, they just took him out back behind the shed and basically shot him.
You know, what they did with this guy, so, and I'm no fan of his, and he was a horrible president, the worst president in history. And one of the reasons he was so bad, first of all, the Israeli attack would have never happened. Russia would never have attacked Ukraine, and we'd have no inflation, and we wouldn't have had the Afghanistan mess.
Here's another really important clip from the very start. And again, if you go to InfoWars.com, you see every day a front page, making sure you're not a robot. We're under 24/7 DDoS attack, billions of attacks a day, literally. And we're just like, well, that's what we do. See, they just normalize. Oh, they tried to kill Trump. That was last month. You know, that's a TV show. You know, move on. And that's really the, you know, the point we've gotten to. But they're fighting like the devil. I have Washington Post reporters, others saying, don't let Trump on air yesterday. They said, stop him. The EU sent letters saying, don't do this interview. They're desperate, folks. They're criminals. They're saying you can't hear what Trump has to say. Here's Elon talking about it.
You know what? Either way, Trump must
be in a room.
Hey, we
got an update from Elon Musk. Elon Musk says there appears to be a massive DDoS attack happening.
So I predicted that.
This is not a failure of X so much as it is actual cyber attack happening, probably backed by people supported by the EU and others who have come out and issued threatening letters today.
No, I mean, I agree with that because I figure Musk had this updated. Yeah, I think that probably is it. So, okay, well, tell us more what he said. Read it to us.
Yeah, let me find it real quick. Hold on. The whole Twitter platform is acting all funky.
Literally, I covered it a little bit today. I should have covered it more. The EU sent a letter saying we're watching everything you do and to criminally charge you.
So this is what he said 2 minutes ago. Elon Musk has 45,000 likes now, said there appears to be a massive DDoS attack on X, working on shutting it down. I assume he's referring to the DDoS attack. He says, worst case, we will proceed with a smaller number of live listeners and post the conversation later. So something is going to happen tonight for sure, but there's definitely a cyber attack happening. And this is an attack on freedom of speech right before our eyes, happening in real time.
All right. So again, think about, you live in a free country, or you think you do. And you have a Washington Post reporter, and I have CNN clips, and I have MSNBC clips. I've got like six clips of Democrats saying, don't let this interview happen. That totally discredits them right there. Don't let Elon Musk talk to him, and the EU sends a threatening letter saying, we're going to criminally charge you for this. While they arrest people for pointing out Muslim rape gangs. I mean, these are the bad guys. Here's the Washington Post reporter.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue, it's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that, or stopping the spread of that, or sort of intervening in that? Some of that was about campaign misinformation, but, you know, it's a wider thing, right?
Yeah, no, and you've heard us talk about this many times from here, about the responsibilities that social media platforms have when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Don't have anything to read out from here about specific ways that we're working on it, but we believe that they have the responsibility. These are private companies, so we're also mindful of that too. Look, it is. I think it is incredibly important to call that out as you're doing. I just don't have any specifics on what we have been doing internally as it relates to the interviews, and that's something that I'm tracking, and I'm sure the president's not tracking it either.
All right, I had asked for this 2 hours ago when the show started. And I said, I remember a German TV show where they have underage girls advertising to the Islamic invaders, come here, you can get an underage girl. And I said it was on German TV, on children's television, please find it. The crew found it. It took them an hour and a half, which is great. I get it takes time. But they found another clip out of Wales that we showed on screen that I asked for a printout of, that I didn't. Maybe I got it, I'm missing it. I didn't know Wales had 12-year-old girls advertise for the illegals to come. Yeah, there it is. So this is a big deal. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, who could even imagine something like this? So we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and play the German children's program about come here and have sex with our children. And then we've got the clip. And again, they use a girl that looks older to make it, you know, legitimate. And I had a clip I posted on X yesterday of Islamic marriages in the UK of 10-year-olds to 35-year-old men. I mean, wow. So that was in yesterday's clip. See if you can find that too. So maybe I should just come back without commentary and play the German newscast for kids, the UK broadcast for kids, and the clip of the 35-year-old with the 10-year-old who he's having sex with. I mean, like, well, it's their culture. Let's just let them do it. I mean, do we have no morals? Do we have no bottom? Is there no end to this? It's insane. So anger as underage migrant and controversial teen love children's documentary revealed as adult. German TV shows kids, shows migrant adult dating underage teen girl. And then I didn't even know when I told them to search it, they'd find something out of Wales. And here's the other one with a 10-year-old girl with her 30-something-year-old husband. I mean, like, but if you say this, they arrest you in the UK because the government is pedophiles. It's like the current prime minister. Cupboard was the prosecutor that covered up for Jimmy Savile, who was raping and murdering children. The current UK prime minister literally protected people raping and murdering little boys and girls. That sounds insane, doesn't it? But that's who they are. Who would do COVID lockdowns? Who would send in troops to shoot people with paintballs that were on their front porches during COVID? Who would do this? Pedophiles. Bad people, folks. They are, they're into being evil. They get a thrill out of it. I get a thrill out of an ice cold beer and a sunset or an enchiladas or a steak or a, you know, great Italian food. Never gets old. For the globalists, though, it's all about hurting good people. Yep. The Welsh Refugee Council is using 12-year-old girls in ads meant to entice migrant men to come to Wales. The Refugee Council is a far-left group using children as bait.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.